Spiking rents have caused a lot of pain for people the last few years. Now, a new study finds housing is unaffordable for half of all renters. That is a record high. And even a softening market won't be much help for many. Here's NPR's Jennifer Ludden.
Over the past 2 years, Genuine Campbell was shocked at how rent for her two-bedroom apartment in Philadelphia just kept going up from $1,300 a month to $1,600. She's a single mom of four, and while this was happening, her hours as a hotel valet were getting cut. Add in utility costs plus inflation, and every month was a wrenching decision.
All right, do you want to pay the bills and then give half the rent, or do you want to try to do the whole rent and then be back on bills? It's so hard. It's so hard.
Campbell says the area's not even safe enough for her kids to play outside, but the rents are way out of line with what she can make.
These jobs are not paying that much. You have to work at like maybe a hospital or police officer or something, you know, well over just to keep up with the rent.
In fact, a newly released study from Harvard University finds more such households and lots of others also struggle to pay rent, even when people are working full time.
We actually saw increases across every single income category that we look at, which sort of surprised us.
Whitney Ergood Obricki is with Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. She says in 2022, a record half of all renters paid more than 30% of their income for rent and utilities. For a large chunk, it was more than 50%. Middle-income renters were hit especially hard. These days, she says traditional trade-offs are no guarantee of cheaper rent.
So you might not be living in as good of a neighborhood. You might be commuting farther. You might be sacrificing the quality of your school system to try to live in affordable housing.
And still, many can't afford where they live. Ergood Obricki says for a quarter of all renters, $600 a month is the most they can comfortably spend. But in the past decade, the U.S. has lost millions of cheaper places, including over 500,000 just since 2019. There is a lot of badly needed new construction, but those apartments are mostly at the high end. That's not going to help people like Genuine Campbell, who made a change this month.
It was just too much. So I was like, all right, well, maybe I need to just start fresh new year.
Her family has moved in with friends, and she's making a bit more as a driver with Lyft. She's also started looking for a cheaper place with a rent of $1,000 to $1,100 a month.
Like you're dreaming of a fairy tale, but I'm going to try to find something that I can handle and I can manage.
She hopes that dream is not impossible. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.